It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 8th day in the month of July 2024, and indeed we are grateful for the privilege to be able to be counted among the living this morning. Today we can move our body, we can breathe, we can see, we can feel, we can hear, and it's indeed a gift to have all of this. This morning, so I want you to take your time to say, Father, we are grateful. Tell God how grateful you are to be able to have all of this still working for you. And thank God for every member of your family. Thank God for peace in the world. Thank God for every single thing that you can remember this morning. If you're wondering what you're listening to, if this is your first time joining us, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and on this segment of our show, we get to share and hear the word of the Lord. We get to gather as believers, and all are invited to listen to the word of God. And if you're a frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to invite somebody. So you're going to go out there and tell somebody to tell somebody to tell another person that it is time to listen to the word of the Lord. And you can do that by sharing the link. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the Generous Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, The Law of Harvest. For Monday, the 8th of July, 2024, the Law of Harvest, Part 1. The Law of Harvest, Part 1. Our aim for today is, in 26 from our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, there shall be showers of blessing. There shall be showers of blessing. A Bible in 1 year will be taken from Proverbs chapter 30 to chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 30 to chapter 31. Our memory verse for today will be taken from the book of Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. A Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Luke. Luke chapter 8. Verse 37 to 38. Luke chapter 6 from verse 37 to 38. Once again, our Bible reading is taken from the book of Luke chapter 6 from verse 37 to 38. The Bible says, Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven devotional says, the law of harvest is one of the strongest laws that God placed on earth. It is so powerful that God Himself will never break it. In Mark chapter 14, verse 36, Jesus Christ prayed fervently, sweating blood, and praying that God should change the plan of salvation so that He wouldn't have to go to the cross to die for mankind. God said no. He said no because of the law of harvest. He had to sow His Son, His only Son, in order to reap many more children into His kingdom. In the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 29, the book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10, and the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20. The law of harvest states that whatever a man sows, he will reap. This is well captured in Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Another beautiful thing about the law of harvest is that you will reap what you sow in greater proportions. In Hosea chapter 8 verse 7. Therefore, whenever you give an offering or give alms, you are sowing a seed, and whatever you have given will come back to you in multiple folds. This is the law that nothing can break. The law of harvest becomes much stronger when operated in two ways. The first is the law of first fruits, while the second is the law of tithes. These two laws open the possibility of overflowing blessings. There are only two places in the Bible where God says that if you do something, He will bless you so much that there won't be enough room to take it. Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 9 to 10 and Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. These two passages show us clearly the secrets of overflowing blessings. Many times when people pray for overflowing blessings, God expects them to obey the laws of first fruits and tithes, so that they can receive the blessings they seek. Believers will stop struggling with their finances when they obey the divine law of harvest in their work, business, and in giving. The Almighty God Himself puts the law of harvest in place and expects us to obey it. For example, when I was told about tithing, it didn't make sense to me mathematically, but I obeyed. I wondered back then if 100% was not enough to take care of my needs, how can 90% be sufficient after taking out 10% as tithe? Thank God I decided to test the law of tithing, and to my surprise, I discovered that it was true. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says you will reap what you sow in greater proportions. You will reap what you sow in greater proportions. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word today in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's open heaven has blessed you today, you can also be a blessing to somebody by sharing. You can view our past and current Open Heaven devotional on our podcast by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast and you'll be able to view all our Open Heaven devotionals there. Click on the share button and share with somebody today. Or you can listen to us live every morning, 7 a.m. on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And you can download our mobile apps on Play Store and Apple Store. Just click on Praise Palace Radio and you can tune in live every single day and also to listen to all our other shows. Once again, I want to thank you for joining us this morning. Until you hear my voice again, please do remain blessed. Have a lovely day today.